Let me invite you to get your Bibles out and turn with me to one passage of Scripture in the Old Testament in the book of Jonah. One passage of Scripture I want to look at tonight. One simple passage found in the third chapter, and it's the very first verse. A very simple word, but something you and I need to hear, because here is a man that has been given an assignment by God. God has told him something to do, and you know the story of Jonah. Jonah was given an assignment by God to go to Nineveh. God was given it, gave him an assignment to go proclaim the message of God to the people. Let me ask you a question before I go any further. Has God ever come by your life and given you some specific assignment? You know what it was. You know what it was He told you to do. You knew exactly and precisely, but you really didn't like the assignment. You really didn't care that much for the assignment. And so basically what you said was, Lord, I know the assignment You've given me, but I really prefer to opt and not do what You're saying. Well, in the life of Jonah, he was given an assignment by God. And you know what happened to him. The Bible says that he listened to the assignment of God and he didn't want to do what God said, and so he decided to go down. He went down to a ship and he set off and he set sail and he ran literally from the presence of God. And in the third chapter, you find these simple words, very powerful, very profound, but I want you to look at them very carefully because I want to glean just a few truths out of this one verse tonight. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Two chapters later, in chapter 1, you know God had told Jonah to go and to preach to the land. And yet, rather than listen to God, rather than obey God, rather than do what God told him to do, the Bible says that he ran from God. He literally didn't want to follow the assignment of God. He didn't want to do what God said. And so here's what he decided. Surely I'm going to run from God, and there really won't be any consequences to the assignment that God gives me. Sometimes in your life, in my life, that's something that we say. We may try to rationalize and reason among ourselves, maybe as an individual. Surely whatever assignment God gives me, that there's not going to be that tremendous ramifications. After all, God knows my skills, my inadequacies, and my inabilities, and surely God does not want me to do what He's calling me to do. But the Bible says back in chapter 1, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. In other words, God made it very clear and very precise and concise what He wanted Jonah to do. Jonah could do a number of things, one which he rebelled and disobeyed. But whenever God gives you and me assignment, whenever God gives us directive, there are some things you and I need to understand about what God gives us and about what God says to us. First and foremost, I want you to just jot down these four points tonight, and I pray the Spirit of God will not let you forget them. First and foremost, God is serious about His assignments. In this passage of Scripture, you get to see the unfolding revelation of what happens in a man's life when he decides, I'm going to run from God. The complete unfolding of Jonah is the very simple reality of what happens when one man decides he wants to run from God. He wanted to run from the assignment of God. He wanted to run because, after all, he was a Hebrew, and Hebrews had nothing to do with the Ninevites. They hated them. They despised them. They could have cared less for them. Have you ever stopped to think about this? It doesn't matter who the person may be. If you like them, do not like them. If God gives you an assignment, God gives you an assignment. Sometimes we want to reason and rationalize away our assignment, but the Bible makes it very clear in this passage and in passages previous that God was serious about His assignment. He was serious because God had seen the wickedness of an entire city, and God had given Jonah an assignment to go throughout the land and to tell them 40 days and the land's going to be destroyed, to tell them that there's going to be destruction. Now think about it a minute. What if God came to you and gave you an assignment, you didn't like it, but It could very well mean the turning or the turnaround of people's lives coming to faith in Christ. You know, the Bible makes it very clear in this one verse that God was very serious with Jonah. When God gives us an assignment, the Bible says he is serious about an assignment. Number two, when we run from God, we can expect to pay a high price. In the life of Jonah, you see the high price. It's a very simple reality, but here's something that we miss so oftentimes in our life because we say something like this. Well, I don't live back in the Bible times. Listen, every one of us live under the presence of God. You're never going to get out of the presence of God. You're always going to live under the presence of God. And the Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jonah tried to run from God, and Jonah found out this one sobering lesson. When I choose to run from God, I will pay a high price for my rebellion. You know what happened? He got into a ship, and he thought everything was going to be smooth sailing, and all of a sudden, the wind started blowing, and the mariners decided, who in the world has caused this? And they cast lots, and they said, well, you know, we found that it falls upon Jonah. And they summoned him, and he said, I know that I'm the reason. He said, the one way you can get comfort and the one way that you can get convenience, that is, you can get released from all this, you're going to have to throw me overboard. And they had already thrown a great deal of their apparel and their paraphernalia overboard. And Jonah said, there's only one way, and you're going to have to throw me, and they did. Can you imagine? I cannot imagine being thrown over in the middle of an ocean. You know, here they are on the ship, and they're throwing Jonah overboard. But Jonah found in that moment of time, there is a high price to pay for rebellion. Do you understand, and we can understand unless you're in the middle of it, do you understand how serious your personal obedience is to God? Do you understand how serious your obedience is in your home, husbands, and men? Do you realize how important the obedience of this church of the Lord Jesus Christ is to this area? And to others that God is ministering to through this fellowship, our obedience to the living God is paramount. Jonah found that his rebellion cost him days and moments and of agony and discomfort. He went through situations that he would not have had to go through had he obeyed God. And tonight, only God knows all throughout this land how many men and women, saved men and saved women, are going through one thing after another. They don't have to go through it, but they're going through one thing after another because in their heart and in their life, there is not a premium on obedience. It is amazing to listen to some people talk, well, I can take it or I can leave it. You will never disobey God and not pay a high price. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter if a person's a pastor of a large church, a small church, or they're a missionary, evangelist, whoever they are, you cannot disobey God without serious consequences. When we run from God, we can expect to pay a high price. Some people are in hospitals tonight because they've run from God. I've told the story before, but it's very worth telling again. Walked in the hospital and room, and just as soon as I walked in, the lady that was in the hospital bed, she told me why she was there, and it was her rebellion to God. She knew she was there because I didn't tell her that. I didn't even know her situation, but she did. You know, if you run from God, if you make it your decision to run from the living God, you can go to all the prayer meetings in the world, but it will not replace obedience. You can go to all the church services in the world, but it will never replace obedience. Samuel said it best, to obey is better than sacrifice. Well, number three, God didn't remove Jonah's assignment even when he rebelled. I want you to listen very carefully to verse 1 again. Jonah had been in the belly of the whale. He had been caught up in the fish, but listen to what God said in chapter 3. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time. Here's the significance. Jonah rebelled, he disobeyed, he didn't listen to God. He found himself in one pit after another, in the midst of a sea, in the midst of a whale. Then all of a sudden, there, after he was vomited up, by the way, can you imagine having whale vomit on you? Can you imagine having whale vomit on you? I'm sure it's something he could tell his family and friends. Never forget the smell of whale vomit. Could it be in your own life tonight that you've got the stench of whale vomit because of disobedience? You see, God will let us go through whatever to gain our undivided attention. But the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came a second time. God said, go. And here's what Jonah learned. God does not take his commands back. There's going to be a number of people that's going to die, and they're going to walk into heaven, and they're going to find that back years ago, God called them to teach. They never taught a day in their life, but God didn't remove his command. Or God called them to preach, or God called them to some ministry. And they think, because I didn't obey God and I disobeyed God, that all of a sudden that it's all over, that I'm not accountable for it. And they're going to find they're very accountable for every wasted year. Listen to me very carefully. God calls us to a life of serious obedience. And you know, when you obey God, there's the best. Now, I'm not saying life doesn't have its problems, but you know what? You go through difficulty and you say, Father, I'm obeying you, and it's really going to be all right. I'm going through hardship, and it's going to be fine. Jonah found out that there was a high price to pay in his rebellion. And then lastly, God gave Jonah a second chance. Could it be tonight? Could it be tonight that God has walked by your life a second time? Somewhere back there, some years ago, God visited your life and gave you an assignment. You knew what it was. Oh, you knew. You knew what he told you to do. But for some reason, you just didn't do it. And you realize that God's given you a second chance. The Bible says that Jonah did what the Lord said the second time. He realized that there was a God that was serious. And you know, whenever you leave this world, you and I are going to have that sobering realization, my Heavenly Father was serious about my life. Let me tell you one of the grieving things that a lot of people are going to find. They're going to leave this life, and when they get to the edge of death, they're going to all of a sudden wake up and they realize, you know, I wasted 60 years of my life. I wasted 70 years of my life. Let me give you a comparison. Just the other day, we was going to a certain place while we was on vacation. And I was making good time. And I think it may have been a place to eat, but I think I might have got it mixed up. And we was making good time. I think I was doing 60, 65. I mean, we was getting there. And I told Charlotte, I said, what if this is not the place we're thinking of? What if you live your entire life making good time, so to speak, and you find out that you was aiming toward all the wrong goals? Or you had a ladder that would stretch up to a building, and you was climbing that ladder, and when you reached the top, you realized it was against the wrong house. That'd be foolish. But here's something equally as foolish and more foolish. People who build their lives on all the wrong stuff. Stuff that don't matter. It don't count. In the big scheme of things, it's not worth a dime. What about your life? Dear Father, we thank you so much for speaking to us so briefly from the life of Jonah. Oh, Father, these poignant, powerful truths speak volumes out of his life. Lord, we can think what we will. but you are serious about our obedience. You never alter. And Father, we just pray for that person, that life here this evening. Maybe they're living in disobedience. Father, you just have your will and your way in this invitation. In Christ I pray.